This week in the Los Angeles Business Journal, a recycling revolution targets the fashion industry. Have you ever thought about the environmental impact of the clothes you buy? Well, the idea of recycling fabrics has a lot of clothing manufacturers now looking for ways to control waste, and one company might have the solution. Joining us, as always, for more about this week's cover story is publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian. As always, welcome.
Welcome.
Good to see you.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Tell us about this company and its backstory.
This is truly an unbelievable story, actually. I'm so excited about this story this week because, first of all, they're two young gentlemen. They're the gentleman with the name of Shea Sethi, a UC Davis student, doing research in the biochem space, comes across a chemical that can basically now has a way to recycle polyester, and something that the fashion industry has been struggling with for many, many years. And so it's a company called Moral Fiber. It's very new. He's been working on this for about 4 years. They've got $2 million in funding, and they're going to revolutionize the apparel industry.
And why so? Because they've been able to do something in a really minute amount of time that no one else was able to do.
Right. I mean, this topic has been a really hot topic for the apparel industry. As you guys know, polyester hasn't been easy and cheap to recycle. So a lot of the clothes that we buy that are like fast fashion clothes that we buy end up in the landfills. Now, there have been many companies, you know, in the past, like Guess and a lot of other brands have try to recycle in a different way. So they've extended the lifespan of the clothes where they've gone to secondhand stores. You know, sometimes they are used as rags or like couch stuffings and repurposed, but that really hasn't solved the issue because eventually they do end up in the landfills. And when you look at the American Apparel and Foot Association, when they talk about like the average consumer basically buys about 66 pieces of clothes, that ends up being almost 10.5 million pieces of textiles into our landfills, and there hasn't been a solution until now. And here comes this young kid, right, Shea Sethi, UC Davis grad, and he is going to change this entire industry, where in 30 minutes, in a very cheap, simple way, can take a polyester piece of clothing, recycle it, and turn it into a brand new garment.
And with this very different kind of material texture?
No. The way that they describe it is this chemical formula basically takes a polyester piece of clothing, breaks it down to a resin platelet, and the resin platelet can be respun into another polyester new piece of clothing. So they can repurpose this. And this is huge because, and the, you know, H&M, as we're all familiar with them, they got a wind of this, and right away they, you know, got in touch with this company and gave him $300,000 grant, and he's off. Like, he's already starting.
I mean, it sounds so unique, mm-hmm. and such a new revolution in this whole space. How is the fashion industry responding?
Fashion industry has been embracing it. I mean, this has been, you know, obviously something that the fashion industry has struggled with for many years, and they want to find solutions. And the overall, you know, just from the funding that he's received, from some of the grants that he's received, this has been truly an embrace. So now he's taken over in Doyle High Tea. He opened up a studio a couple months ago, I think about 2 months. He's going to be ready in July to fully be open. And they're just testing. They're in the R&D space. They have 10,000 square footage of space. You know, it's going to change everything. It's going to change the apparel industry, and it's really exciting because we all want to be sustainable in the things that we buy, and we want to be environmentally conscious.
We're seeing a lot of that, and that social conscious buying and social conscious purchasing, you know, that's happening in the marketplace. People are really mindful of that these days.
They are. They're mindful. And the apparel industry, I mean, in the limited resources they've had, they've tried to do their best with guests doing, you know, kind of reusing the clothes and extending it, but it hasn't really been a solution. And the polyester is very difficult. Unlike cotton, it's very, very difficult to break down.
Sounds like awesome. And I love the name, Moral Fiber, so you can be very moral about your recycling fiber. Where can we find out more about this cover story?
More information on LABusinessJournal.com, and you can subscribe to our weekly issue. So we've got some great stories this week.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
As always.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
See you next time.